Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Q&A episode 59. Yes, episode 59. And today, it is Cyber Monday. So I hope every single one of you is killing it. And also Black Friday, that was 2 days ago. Black Friday was this year, 2017, was my best day ever. And Cyber Monday, it was a really good day. It was not the best day ever, obviously, because you can only have one. But it was really good. So all this and my main, like I said, my main product is not on Amazon. Actually, it's not my main, it's my number two. My number one in Canada is not available. Anyway, it was still, I just imagine if I had them all. Now, some of you may have noticed that I missed 2 days of podcasting. And that is because this was a crazy busy time for me. I'll let you know in a little something that I was doing. I had set up lightning deals for not all the products, but a lot of them, the ones that are more giftable. So I created these lightning deals, and then I had lightning deals running in the US and Canada at the same time. So I sat behind the computer all that time, and then again Cyber Monday. And what I was doing was checking into lightning deals while they were live. And I would always put the quantity available to the minimum possible. So whatever the lowest amount of units that Amazon would allow me to set it for. Let's say product A, they will allow me to start a lightning deal with, I don't know, 84 units. So I set these 84 units at the minimum, at the 84. As it starts selling, as it starts going, the people can see on the site that, okay, let's say buys one, another one buys another, another one buys another one, and you can see this lightning deal has been, you know, 10% bought, 20%, 30. So I let it go all the way till it reaches about 70% of the deal gone. And now, as you know, while the deal is gone, while it's live, you can add more units, right? So if the deal is running out of units, you can add more units as it goes. But when you add more units, let's say if your original was the 100 unit, and now you've sold 70 of those, so you're 70% taken. If you add another 100 units, it will show automatically that now your deal is, I don't know, something like 20% taken. And that does not give big social proof. The closer the deal is to the end, it gives people that notion of urgency and scarcity. And that is, it's very powerful. People are afraid of losing out. And now, even if it's something that they don't want 100%, if there is a chance that they cannot buy it, you know, oh, this is the last one, they jump on it. It becomes a lot more easy to convert the sales. So that's what I was doing all day. I had all screens open, all lightning deals open. I don't know if some of you probably saw my setup already. What I have, I don't know the right way to call it. It's like a screen tree. So it's like a tree that stands from my desk. I have a normal desk, and I also have a standing desk with the microphones and the cell phones for lives hanging from one side, three screens above, and the laptop below, and the computer is just, it's like the screen tree. My daughter loves coming in here when I'm not podcasting, even when I'm podcasting. She loves coming in here, hitting the keys on the keyboard and saying like, "Daddy, I'm working. Don't bother me. I'm working." She can't even pronounce the word computer properly. But so where was I before I got lost? These lightning deals. So that's what I did all day, all these days. I mean, not all day, but while they were running. And I thought I could do it by myself. So it was cool and exciting. But at the same time, it was so stressful because trying to keep something out of stock of 90% gone, 70, 80, 90% gone, and trying to do math on the go of how many units I could add so it didn't increase it too much or decrease it. And while then at the same time, I couldn't leave here to go get another coffee. So it was worth it at the end. Trust me, it was very worth it. That's it. So I would like to know let me know how you guys did on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Send me a message. Go to qasellingonline.com, message there, leave a comment, or, you know, an email. You can email directly quinn@quinnamorum.com. Everybody, thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a beautiful Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and I hope you profited lots. So thank you and keep it up.